We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, today, Lee, sentencing hearing for Jesse Osborne. Remember him?
Yep.
The 14, at the time, year old teen who went to Townville Elementary School after murdering his father, shot him to death. With the intention of becoming America's next mass murderer. We know that because they've now got the forensics from his phone and his computer. He didn't get far because he was stopped by a heroic firefighter who pinned him down with his bare hands, which is awesome. Jesse Osborne has pleaded guilty to 3 counts of attempted murder, plus the actual murder of the first grader, which is absolutely heartbreaking. But because of Jesse Osborne's age at the time of the crimes, South Carolina law requires a special hearing be held before he's sentenced. That hearing is today. So here's some interesting stuff about this. The prosecutor, the solicitor, we call him solicitors here in South Carolina, David Wagner, he's the lead prosecutor on the case, has said he plans to seek a life sentence. This is South Carolina. Life is cheap here. When you give a serial killer who admittedly killed 7, a plea deal for life in prison, life is cheap here. We keep watching these cases, so fingers crossed, this guy doesn't ever need to get out of a prison again. And I'll tell you why in a minute, what we now know about him. So David Wagner, the solicitor, has said that he wants to seek life. Right now, Jesse Osborne, the killer, is looking at a minimum of 30 years. So at least he'll get that. But that still puts him out in middle age when he could still do a lot of damage. So the thing that's going to be looked at today, Lee, is whether he can be rehabilitated. All right, well, here's what the Greenville News has reported about this, that he was bullied at West Oak Middle School. He has taken hatchets and machetes to school before to resolve that situation. Dr. James Ballinger, forensic psychiatrist who evaluated Charleston Killer, we don't say his name in the air, the Charleston Killer, evaluated Osborne. And Ballinger testified last year that Osborne can appear socially adept but has disturbing characteristics below the surface. The teen told investigators that his pet rabbit was his best friend and bragged to Ballinger about how he liked to taunt it. Osborne told the doctor he liked to shoot at or near dogs to watch them react and that he enjoyed smashing frogs on concrete.
Yeah, that's one sick young man.
Yeah, he in the months before the shooting, he closely studied the Pulse nightclub shooting and the Columbine high school shooting and looked up youngest mass murderer. His ambition was to be America's youngest mass murderer, but he was foiled in that by the heroic firefighter. He doesn't ever need to see the outside of a prison again. It's one of these things that drives me nuts here. This is not about, see, judges get lost in this. They really do. And I really hope that the judge who is Lawton McIntosh will consider the safety of other citizens of this country. That is the primary thing that the judge should be taking into account. Unfortunately, that has become lost in our criminal justice system, particularly here in South Carolina. And a lot of times judges fall in love with these young people. I don't know why, but they do, and they do crazy things. We saw a judge do something insane a couple weeks ago. A young man stabs his, mom does, dozens of times, stabs her so hard through her that he literally drives the knife through her body, and she cut him a break. So, we'll see. We'll see. I at least hope, I at least want to see my prosecutor, and this is South Carolina, I want to see my prosecutor on the right side. And there's a lot of prosecutors, a lot of solicitors in South Carolina who don't understand what their job is. Their job is to represent the people and keep us safe. That's what their job is. The defense, their job is to represent the accused. That is not your job. But there are a lot of prosecutors who are confused by their role here in South Carolina. I'm not going to get into that right now. Let's hope this isn't one of them. Let's just hope this guy doesn't ever see the outside of a prison again. But I wanted to update you on what's going on with him. And, you know, with all of that. All right. New information out. You hear this, Lee? John Solomon reporting. This is nuts. This whole Burisma thing is bigger than Joe and Hunter.
Yeah.
There was actually and by the way, John Solomon, I should tell you to differentiate from most of the media's reporting, has an actual name source who's actually a Ukraine official.
Amazing.
I know. Crazy, right?
Yeah.
That's how we used to do journalism when I was a journalist. You had to have a name source. About all you could get from your editor if you had an unnamed source or a source not willing to go on the record was permission to pursue the story, not to print it.
Right.
But anyway, Ukraine official Andrei Telesenko said that the Ukraine officials were called to the White House for a meeting on Burisma, and White House officials at the White House pressured them to drop the investigation into Burisma. At the time, Hunter Biden had already been paid $3 million.
And this was when?
This was January 19th, 2016.
Okay. All right. So that was right after Trump was inaugurated.
No, he was inaugurated in 2017.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. Yeah, I'm trying to get this right. Yeah, the election is 2016. So, yeah. So this would have been during the Obama administration. That's where I was trying to go with this. That
yeah.
We need to identify.
I get those confused, too. I forget because he's elected in 2016.
Yeah,
so it seems like it's presenting.
Yeah,
I do that, too. So anyway, they were pressured to, hey, drop the investigation, let the FBI take over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, think about who's running the FBI at that time. That's the people who let Hillary off. I mean, they were sitting around trying to figure out how to cover up for Hillary. They even destroyed evidence for her.
Yeah.
So that's why they wanted to bring the FBI in.
Right. Of course.
I mean, that was still Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Andrew McCabe, you know, the crew. The insurance policy crew?
Sort of like that Men in Black thing, you know, when something, the aliens get spotted, they go in and they clean things up for the folks and they flash the little thing and get everybody to forget about what you just saw.
Exactly. Now, think about the timing of this, too, because they needed this to go away. I mean, they're going into the election. The, you know, White House officials directly involved. What's interesting is the Ukrainians refused. They said no. But then, this is from Solomon's reporting in The Hill, but then Joe Biden pressured Ukraine President Petro Poroshenko to fire Ukraine's chief prosecutor in March 2016. And the Burisma case was ultimately transferred to Nabu and then shut down. Now, the interesting thing here, and this is why we must hear from Eric Ciaramella, the not-so-secret whistleblower. The interesting thing here is that Eric Ciaramella is listed in the White House records as hosting the meeting.
You know, it's just amazing how it's always the same crowd that's involved in everything that's going on here in Washington. There's always the same little crowd.
Mm-hmm. All with connections to Hillary, Obama, all of that.
I mean, there's not even 6 degrees of separation from Obama or Hillary, is there?
No, it's all the coup plotters.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we are seeing right now, I'm going to get into this coming up next. We're seeing literally the first blatantly coordinated censorship of the news Americans have ever seen on a large scale effort. There's never been anything like this in America before. And with Facebook and YouTube coordinating to hide Eric Ciaramella's name from the public. Well, you just heard why we need to know his name and we need to talk to him, because he was directly involved in what his lawyer would later call a coup attempt. So we need to talk to him. We need to talk to him right now. And they're trying to prevent that from happening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So are you in the negotiating phase? Yeah, deciding who's coming to Thanksgiving, where Thanksgiving will be. Just a few tips. Here are the Thanksgiving dinner conversation topics that are most likely to lead to fights, according to a new survey. Some interesting ones on here. Number 5, money. Yeah, don't bring that up. Number 4, someone's future plan. By the way, by the time you end up reading this list, there's like nothing left to talk about but the weather. Number 5, money. Number 4, someone's future plans. Don't talk about that. Number 3, more controversial than money and your future plans, which of course, you know, your family members are always like, well, maybe you should. I don't know. Number 3, the 2020 presidential race. Yeah, I know. Whew, hot button topic. We can't discuss that in my house. We literally cannot. Thanksgiving would fall apart. It'd be over. And I love my family members. I do. I look forward to seeing them. But we are just so divided right down the middle in my family. It's not possible. Number 2, general politics. Yep, that'll be off the menu. You know, it's gotten to the point. Last year, Dad, because my dad is the peacekeeper. Last year, Dad, I kid you not, distributed to everyone a list of what we could not talk about. Going in. It was in writing. And my poor cousin, she's Green Party member, hardcore liberal. She's not used to Dad doing this. So she took it personal. She thought it was because of her. She took it personally. And she wrote me an email about it afterwards. She's very upset. I don't think she's coming this year. And I don't know why. I mean, we had a great time last year. She felt it was directed at her. And I've had to tell her, no. We do this every year. This is no, Dad does this every, he put in writing this year. Yes, but Dad does this every year. Don't worry. He did. We've gotten the lecture way before you did. So I hope I made her feel better. Number 1 thing not to talk about at Thanksgiving, longstanding family tensions. You looking forward to Thanksgiving? How'd your Thanksgiving go last year? People not coming this year because of how that went last year? By the way, a couple other topics from the survey, lower ranked that you shouldn't talk about. The cooking, drinking or alcohol, the behavior of the guests. It's pretty much, y'all, all that's left is money. I mean, all that's left is the weather. You can't even talk about money. All that's left is the weather. That's it. So, good luck with that. Text writes, oh my, OMG, did you see that ABC changed the voting rules on Dancing with the Stars so Spicer couldn't move forward? Now, the texter writes, Bill Maher needs to put Eric Caramello, I think they mean Charamella, into protective custody before he gets Clintoned like Epstein. Now, we're seeing something right now, folks, that we have never seen before in America. And you know, you know what I'm going through right now. I have never experienced this. I've been a journalist. I made my living writing. I've always taken my First Amendment rights for granted. It's like breathing in America. I have been censored for the first time in a very real way this week. Well, I would say it's a censored second time. For a while there, Facebook had a lockdown on any post on Molly Tibbetts, and so my post would disappear. But my Facebook page is almost totally locked down right now. One of our listeners sent me a video of it, and he tried to go on it, and all it is a blank gray screen. And at first I couldn't figure out why, and now I know why. Facebook has completely locked down mentions of Eric Charamella, the whistleblower's name, even though everybody knows who he is. You're not allowed to talk about him. And he's all over the internet. So I mean, it's out there. You can find it quickly. Just go on Google. It's everywhere. So why are they locking down his name? So that no one can tell you what I just did on the air here in the last hour. That Eric Charamella hosted the meeting at the White House in which Ukraine officials were pressured by White House officials. This was in January of 2016 to drop the investigation into Burisma. So it wasn't just Joe Biden. It goes higher. And they were pressured. They said no. Obama officials wanted to send the FBI and they were trying to protect Joe. Election year. Can't have that. At that point, Hunter had already been paid $3 million by Burisma, at least. meeting was run by the so-called whistleblower, who's really just a partisan hack. And so that's why they don't want his name out there, because if you could say his name, you could discuss this. You could tell the American people the truth. And this is, well, let me read American Thinker, because they put it in such a great way. The day has finally arrived when our online media monopolies are blatantly censoring the news that Americans can see. This is critical news. We cannot debate this impeachment if we cannot say Eric Charmella's name. This is from The Federalist. Facebook and YouTube are removing all content from their platforms that mentions the anti-Trump whistleblower's name, whom news outlets, including Real Clear Investigations, have publicly identified as CIA analyst Eric Charmella. No law bans media outlets or any person but the intelligence community inspector general from making the whistleblower's name public. So there's no law. There's no law violation here. A Facebook spokesperson said the platform will remove any and all mention of the potential whistleblower's name. That's when my page crashed. I've got a couple hits on posts I've put on since, but I mean, typical post for me is, you know, a slow post is 5,000 hits, 200 likes, and 100 and something shares. That's a bad post for me. I can't get a couple dozen anymore. My page is locked down because I mentioned his name. It is the most critical thing for this country to debate right now. This is a guy whose attorney said they were planning a coup in writing. He is part of the coup. And we are not allowed to discuss it. Do you understand how big a deal that is? Yeah, folks, here's the thing. Washington Times has printed his name. Real Clear Investigations has printed his name. They are blocking the stories, the links to the stories. Here's the problem with this. In America, used to be you could start a small publication, right? You start in Washington Times, you could do that. You can't anymore because all the ad revenue goes to a couple places, Facebook, YouTube, Google, and Twitter. They take all the revenue. So you can't do that anymore. So it used to be we would have newspapers all across the fruited plain, and some of them might print this. Now a handful of people, the CEOs of Facebook and Twitter mostly, control all of it, the flow of information, almost completely. And they do it, again, because Congress gave them a special cutout that allows them to exist. Gave them blanket immunity from libel lawsuits. They would go down in flames, in a flame of lawsuits in a week. If they didn't have that, the rest of the media who they took the advertising revenue from doesn't have that protection. That's why they exist. And in exchange, Congress said you have to be a neutral platform. Got to print it all. They're not. They are censoring the American people right now. Here's what American Thinker writes. Charmella is being made into a non-person because House Democrats are dead set against calling him to testify in the impeachment inquiry that they are putting on starting Wednesday. They don't want the public to know he was an associate of John Brennan, former CIA director, evidently a central figure in the manufacturing of the Russia hoax, and that he worked for Vice President Biden and that he's a registered Democrat. This is too much power in too few hands, folks. We are seeing censorship in America, and it is terrifying. To get the upper hand in champeachment, we're now seeing the first acknowledged round of mega censorship, should I say MAGA censorship, in the country. This is exactly, American Thinker points this out today, this is exactly what Stalin did. Facebook and YouTube have announced they are removing all content from their platforms that mentions anti-Trump whistleblowers. Now, I've seen this on mine, but they shut my page down, too. I guess I'm preemptively censored right now. Most people who have gone to it just get a blank gray page. And this began after I mentioned Charmella's name. Everybody knows it. And again, let me explain this. They're not protecting Charmella. They're not. He's all over you. He's all over Google. You'll have his name in 15 seconds if you get on there. That horse has left the barn. No, they're trying desperately to shut down conversations ahead of the hearings that begin tomorrow about who Eric Charmella is. Because if you know who Eric Charmella is, you know what a sham this whole sham impeachment is. And they cannot allow that to be discussed. This is terrifying. Charmella is being made into a non-person, American Thinker writes this morning, because House Democrats are dead set against calling him to testify in the impeachment inquiry that they are putting on starting Wednesday. They don't want the public to know he was an associate of John Brennan, former CIA director. Evidently a central figure in the manufacturing of the Russia hoax, that he worked for VP Biden, that he is a registered Democrat. Now, as we're learning this morning from The Hill, see, here's the thing. We got solid reporting from The Hill. John Solomon, Eric Tarmella was running the meeting. He's on the White House visitor log. He was running the meeting where White House officials, not Joe Biden, but White House officials pressured Ukraine officials to drop the investigation into Burisma. They said no. So they had to use other means. They sent Joe out, and he threatened to pull their foreign funding. Exactly what they accused Trump of doing, except he didn't do it. Ukraine got the funding. There was never an investigation of Joe Biden. See, we've got to shut this down, because if people knew this, man, I mean, they would know what a sham this is. So they're saying, well, you can't say Eric Tarmella. If you can't say Eric Tarmella, you can't write any of this, can you? American Thinker writes, history has seen similar efforts to pretend in the media that persons inconvenient to the powerful don't exist. When Stalin purged people, he feared might become rivals. He had them airbrushed out of photos standing next to him. Stalin had absolute control over the media in the USSR, but YouTube and Facebook dominate online videos and social media to an astounding degree in the free market economy. The two platforms dwarf rivals. Yeah, over half of people get their information from these platforms. Again, as I explained in the last segment, this is a violation of their agreement with Congress. They are to be a neutral platform in exchange for libel lawsuit protection. They are not neutral. So this isn't, well, they're corporations, they can do whatever they want. No. Mm-mm, no. And again, where does the blame for this lie? Paul Ryan and the Republicans, when they controlled Congress, could have done something about this. They could have called up Facebook and said, listen, we got the votes. We're going to yank your libel lawsuit protection unless you go back to your neutral forum promise. Got to print it all. Can't censor it. Got to take the left, what they're saying. Got to take the right, what they're saying. You can censor crimes like kiddie porn. That's fine. But you cannot censor. They could have whipped them into shape and said, simple, if you don't go back to neutral platform, we're taking your libel lawsuit protection. They'd be done. There wouldn't be Facebook today. They would have been sued out of existence. But Paul Ryan protected them. Remember those hearings and how disgusting they were? Do you remember what the topic of the hearings was? This was under the Republicans. They hauled Facebook in. They were outraged that Facebook had shared critical voter data with the Trump campaign. Now, remember, Facebook had shared critical voter data with the Obama campaign at a much higher level. They got way more of it. Republicans didn't bring that up. They lambasted Zuckerberg for daring to help Trump. This was the Republicans. At those hearings, they could have grilled Facebook about this, about not being a neutral platform in violation of their agreement with Congress, but they did not, because they're fine with it. They want us censored. So this is our fault. This is the fault of Republicans who could have stopped it and didn't. And now, like Stalin, Facebook has almost total control. You throw that in with YouTube, forget it. Chrissy Clark, a blogger, points out the irony of this censorship debacle is that protecting so-called whistleblowers only seems to apply to those who help the mainstream media and Democrats' agenda. This week, when ABC News was dealing with a whistleblower, her name was not forbidden on mainstream platforms. Remember, this is an ABC News reporter who was at CBS and got the video of Amy Robach saying, hey, we had the goods on Clinton, we had the goods on Epstein. ABC News fired the CBS whistleblower for daring to tell the truth about Epstein. Is the media protecting her name? She's a whistleblower trying to stop pedophilia and those who did it. No. Mm-mm, no. This week, when ABC News was dealing with the whistleblower, her name was not forbidden on mainstream platforms like YouTube or Facebook. In fact, her name was released on YouTube, despite her claims that she is not the whistleblower who released the audio showing how ABC suppressed reporting into alleged child rapist Jeffrey Epstein. Not only are Facebook and YouTube standards a form of censorship, they are an example of partisanship on the largest social media platforms in the world. This is what's so terrifying. Democrats before could not call the editors of every single paper in the United States of America. Couldn't call the National Review. Couldn't call the Washington Times. We still had outlets. Democrats can call up Zuckerberg, though. Get him to do whatever they want. And that's what's really scary. Rob in Greer is on the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Hey, Rob.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good. I enjoy Facebook, and I'm with you. They censor. I get it. But I've had a warm place in my heart since this weekend because Facebook threw a memory back up on my page through Facebook Memories. And what it was is a meme posted by Occupy Democrats on January 2nd, 2015, with the caption, "This cannot be stressed enough." The meme is a picture of Barack Obama in his, what I like to call his Lenin pose, looking serious and looking off into the distance. And the caption of the meme says, "Openly defying and brazenly defying your..." While hoping that he fails is not called patriotism, it's called treason. And I thought that aged like steaks or wine or cheese.
Okay, I missed half of what you said because you faded out. So I'm not sure what you're saying. I got half of it.
So Occupy Democrats on January 2nd, 2015, posted a meme of Barack Obama standing there looking very serious. And The meme says, "Openly defying and brazenly disrespecting your president while hoping that he fails is not called patriotism. It's called treason." You know, when it was Barack Obama, he was your president, and defying him was treason. But boy, this has aged incredibly well, hasn't it?
I got to tell you, I'm not sure I get your point. That Occupy Wall Street, I'm not following it. I guess you're trying to say you don't like when someone on the right, and we're out of time in this segment, someone on the right said he was not their president or something. I'm not sure who defied Barack Obama either exactly. But thank you for your phone call. I didn't follow, but thank you for your phone call. And again, I apologize. I was having a hard time understanding what that caller was saying. He was breaking up in the whole mess. Okay. Texter writes here, the caller was trying to explain the meme from 2015, said that openly defying Obama was an act of treason because he was the president. Now that Trump is president, Democrats are doing the exact same thing, but now it's not being called treasonous. It's being called patriotic. Texter writes, caller was sharing that a meme popped up where Dems had posted a pic of Obama that said it's not patriotism to defy and disrespect the president. He was stating how ironic that is, considering what they are doing now. Texter writes, Tara, try your page now on Facebook. I was able to put two posts on it. Yeah, that, you know what? A lot of you are posting on my personal page. That one's fine. I've abandoned that one. I haven't used it in a while. It's my fan page that they wrecked. Hasn't worked since I posted the whistleblower's name. Texter writes, first they came after Alex Jones, but I didn't care because it wasn't about me. You know the rest. I did. I screamed and yelled about that. I said this was the low-hanging fruit and that they were deplatforming him to see if anybody would care. He was the canary in the coal mine. I went on and on about it. God, you Alex Jones people, you're nuts. Texter writes, Facebook conveniently reminded him of this nugget of information. How ironic. Texter writes, see, but this other people took it this way. Per your caller, Limbaugh said he hoped Obama failed, meaning his policies. People said he was a traitor for that. Your caller is pointing out their hypocrisy. Yes. Texter writes, the only whistleblower deserving of protection is President Trump, the greatest whistleblower ever. Texter writes, he is saying that those who defied Trump are not patriots, but those who defied Obama were treasonous. Okay, so his point got across. Good thing. Good thing. Texter writes, hey, Tara, good morning, Tara. You think the government will ever get back to governing? Also, would you please explain to the rest of the people the concept of a democratic republic? Thanks, your Marine veteran listener. Yeah, Fox News is not becoming confused about this. We live in a democratic republic. That is, we are a republic. Republic appears in the Constitution, in the text. Democracy does not. It's because we're not a democracy. We absolutely are not. We have a democratic form of voting, one man, one vote, or one woman, one vote. But our method of counting the election results is not democratic. It's Republican. In that we use the Electoral College. If you want a good example, there is democracy in America. It's in our local elections. They are very Democratic. They are not decided, for the most part, by an electoral college-like system, which is why you literally see the things that you're seeing in California. It's a mess. Texter writes, the Democrats can have the whistleblower testify. He will bring this whole thing down. Yet the guy lied. He told two critical lies in his whistleblower report. And that becomes even more important when you understand that he coordinated with Adam Schiff to put the whole thing together. This is what's so incredible about this. Again, two lies. They were what? One, that he had firsthand knowledge. Because according to federal law, to be a whistleblower, have whistleblower protections, you have to have firsthand knowledge. He checked the box that he had firsthand knowledge. That was a lie. He did not. He should have been DQ'd right there. But he wasn't. What was the second lie he told? We launched this whole thing because the whistleblower said that Trump had threatened to take the aid from the Ukraine unless they investigated his political rival, Joe Biden, and that was in the transcript. That was in the call. Remember, this was before Trump released the transcript. Well, about a week and a half goes by, Trump releases the transcript. And we find that, too, was a lie. Do you remember Adam Schiff reading the fake transcript that he wrote? And it was terrible. Made it sound like Trump did terrible things. Into the congressional record? Yeah. Well, if he coordinated the whistleblower and the whistleblower's testimony, his report is a lie, why are we still doing this? The whistleblower's, claims have been debunked. I don't know, but that's why they don't want to talk to him, among other reasons.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.